Well, scientists have also this week discovered the missing link in the biological clocks of plants. You might think it's just animals and people who are able to detect light and with their eyes and respond to changes in the nighttime and daytime and respond to their behaviours accordingly, but plants can do it as well. And the mystery has been about just how plants are able to do this, because in the past, scientists have studied the plant equivalent of a laboratory mouse called Arabidopsis, and they've tracked down two primary feedback loops in the DNA, one that detects the onset of light in the morning and a second that senses when light's fading in the evening. But what was missing was something to link those two together. But now Steve Kay and a team of researchers from the University of California in San Diego think they've found that missing link, and it's a protein called CHE. Now, the presence of CHE has been predicted for nearly a decade, but it's only just now been found. And what the researchers did was they hunted around for proteins that bind to DNA and that switch genes on or off. And in particular, they were looking for proteins that change in abundance over time, because that really hints that they're actually involved somehow in the biological clocks. They're changing during the course of a day. And then they found several cyclical proteins that do change in abundance, but it was only CHE that stuck to the region of the plant DNA that we already know is in charge of the ability to sense morning light levels. They took a closer look, and they also found that this same protein binds to the other part of the DNA that has this sensitivity to when it gets darker in the evening. So it could well be that CHE does seem to be this missing link between those two parts of the plant's DNA to be able to look at, to be able to sense when light's going up and when light's going down again.
Many people don't realise that plants have this body clock, and I actually spoke to one of the researchers that you mentioned there, Helen, about 2 or 3 months ago, and he told me that with a rising world population and climate change, we could be seeing plants having to accommodate living in different parts of the planet that they're not accustomed to, because different parts of the planet get different length days, therefore plants grow better at certain latitudes than others, and that understanding these clock genes will enable us to get much more growth out of plants and therefore make them much more efficient.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't. It's very important for plants to do things like time their flowering to be at the right time, so it's not too cold and so there's lots of insects around and things like that. So it's really, there are lots of aspects of plant growth that are really tuned in to the time of the year as well as the time of the day.
Thank you, Helen.